Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
What if everything you ever wanted was on the other side of the acceptance that you don't and might never have it? So this was something that came to me as I was driving home from the kinesiologist, and we had been working on acceptance, right? Because I've had this story as old as time about me being a bit of an underachiever. And when I tell other people that, I don't tell everyone that, but like, I'm telling you guys, and it came up in a session with Tara, my kinesiologist. And whoever I tell that to, that I feel like a bit of an underdog and a bit of an underachiever, that I never reach my expectations and I'm a bit of a failure, they are always so surprised. And I find it funny because it's like, it's not a lie. It is, outwardly it might not seem like I'm an underachiever, but it's always felt that way, that there's always been someone bigger, shinier and brighter than me, more successful. And I have really high expectations of myself and what I can achieve. So then I'm constantly not meeting these maybe unrealistic expectations and then beating myself up about being a fuck up and a failure, or, you know, an underdog, or the inadequate in some way, because I'm not reaching these super high expectations. And I talk a lot about acceptance because because your mess is your message, right? I find it very difficult to accept where I am, because part of me believes that, you know, I've spoken about this part of me too, the entitled part of me, the part that just expects things to magically appear. And so acceptance has been a hard piece for me, but the times where I have embraced it, so you may remember, probably 2 years ago, I can't believe it's been 2 years, I was in a really shit place. Cash flow crisis, didn't know what I was doing, just in a constant state of stress, and felt like a total failure. I'd come through, I think it was 3 or 4, you know, Radcasters launches where I had no one sign up, and it triggered all my stories about failure and mediocrity and et cetera, et cetera. It was the cash flow that was really a huge piece of this, because it was causing me so much stress. I know that I had been through cash flow issues before and that it would all work out, But there was just this level of blame and shame around it for me, because I thought I should know better. I thought, what am I doing back here? I am a competent businesswoman. Why am I back in this place again? And it was so, so stressful. And I started to question everything. I started to question what I was doing, why I was doing it. Did I even want to be doing it? And I eventually, after fighting it and fighting it and pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to make it work and trying to make it work, I ended up deciding that I'd be better off just letting go of all the stress and going to stack some shelves at Woolies Night Fill. And then just living my life, showing up without the pressure because there was some money coming in. And accepting that, I was really in this place of accepting that this may never work. This may never work in the way that I expect it to. I might never be famous. I might never be anything other than what I am in this moment. And is that okay? You know, I remember there was a moment I was walking through the streets of Melbourne with one of my radcasters, and all of the homeless people were sleeping in the doors because they'd shut a few of the major tent cities down in Melbourne. It was around the, oh, I can't remember, there was something on. Was it the Commonwealth Games? I can't even remember. Not Commonwealth Games, I don't know, it was something. And were the Olympics on? I don't know. There was something on in Melbourne, and so they were cleaning out the streets, and all of these homeless people were in the doorways of shops and restaurants and, you know, everywhere, just sleeping and living. And I remember just being in this place of acceptance, like, instead of the usual pity that I would feel — pity doesn't serve anyone, by the way — instead of the usual pity I would feel, I instead felt just a level of acceptance. Like, if things were to ever get that bad, and I hope they never do. Hello. Hi. Then I would still be okay. I could make it through the night. And I would never have to, because thankfully I'm surrounded by support. I could go, I'd take Mabel and go and live with my parents, you know. There would always, or crash on friends' couches. There would always be an option there for me, and even if there wasn't, I could survive. And with that level of acceptance, or surrender, or letting go, whatever you want to call it, things shifted in a way that I can't even explain. It's so surreal. So I went from walking on the beach and just crying and being like, okay, I hand this over. And this isn't the first time I've had one of those come to my knees moments, right? Where we're just like, here, you have it. I can't carry this anymore. And the moment I handed it over, I came back and I was doing two interviews, and one was with Christy Ord, so you can see around the time frame. And I can't remember who the other person was. But I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do these two interviews, and then I'm going to close down Carlosophies, and I'm just going to go and apply for some jobs. And so came back, recorded the two interviews, they were back to back, and then went and checked my emails, and there was one from someone on Constance Hall's team asking me if I wanted to do some guest posts. And then Nova, that's right, so the PodQuest competition, they announced me as a finalist. And it was just a sign that I was on the right track. I just needed some kind of relief, you know? And then Lisa came to me and said, do you want to do that mastermind we've been thinking of? And obviously the rest is history. We ran it, we filled it, It was incredible. We did it again this year, and I'm going out on my own to do it next year. And in that stepping out on my own to do something, it has raised so much stuff within me about me being the underachiever, me not being able to do it on my own. You know, I need someone shinier and brighter than me. And it's just brought up all of my stories of inadequacy, all of my fear around the universe showing me what I believe to be true, which is that I am not enough. And I'm kind of over that story, and I've been unpacking it with Tara as we've been working through this pretty huge balance that we're doing at the moment. And it's all around this. It's all around the acceptance piece. The acceptance of where I am at any given moment. The acceptance with what I have. The acceptance of who I am. And is it any wonder this is my message to you? Because that whole story about me, and it's just a story. I mean, it really happened, but it's just an interpretation, my interpretation of the events that unfolded, right? That highlights to me what can happen when we have a level of acceptance. What I wanted was just for something to work, for me to do something that I loved and have it work, and for my cash flow not to be feeling like it was this noose around my neck, some breathing space around that. And I thought it came through working for it hard, pushing, making it work, doing more webinars, doubling down on just basically I was doubling down on shit that wasn't working. And I say this all the time to the people in my mastermind. Is this something that is bringing you a financial return, or is it bringing you an emotional return? If not, why the fuck are you doing it? You know, so often we get stuck in this, well, this is what I created, so I've got to sell it. This is my thing. So if not this, what? I've got to make this work. But sometimes what we want is on the other side of the acceptance that we might never have what we want in the way we want it. So by me just accepting where I was, it opened the doors for the universe to bring it to me, rather than me trying to force something to happen. And it makes no logical sense. It doesn't make any sense that we just give up on something to get it, does it? It's like, why would I walk away from it? If I want it to work, I have to be working on it. Maybe. But the evidence in my life supports actually the opposite. Yes, it requires you to show up. Yes, it requires you to do some level of work, for sure. But if you're just pushing shit uphill, if you are just constantly pushing shit uphill to get something, choose another hill. Choose another hill, or just sit and wait for the hill to transform and the thing to roll back down to you. It's gravity, right? I think that's what it's called. So, where in your life feels like a fucking clusterfuck shit fight? I love that. Clusterfuck shit fight. Where in your life feels like a clusterfuck shit fight? Where are you pushing? Where are you trying desperately to make something happen? And let me tell you, we all have an area like this. We all have an area like this. Whether it's that we are desperately wanting the approval of our father, whether we are desperately wanting our husband to, or partner, to give us, I don't know, we want them to see us and acknowledge our feelings. Or we desperately want our children to stop being so annoying, you know, or whatever it is. I'm not saying our children are annoying, but you know that feeling where you feel a bit trapped by motherhood? Like, what are you not surrendering to? What do you not have acceptance of? And how can you bring acceptance of that? Because acceptance isn't a means to an end. And I've said this before a million times, right? Acceptance isn't a means to an end. You don't go to a place of accepting something so that, you know, you don't go to a place of surrender so that you can have the thing. It has to be complete and utter acceptance that if you were not to have the thing ever, 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 it has to feel okay. Because the truth is, you don't really need it. You think you do. So it's about unthinking you do. All right. Well, that's it from me today. My mastermind is still open. It's called Frequency. It is 12 months with me. You have 100% of my loyalty and attention on you, your personal growth, your business growth, however that looks and feels good for you. There are no rules here. But what there are other rad humans on the same path. You get a monthly group call. You get access to me one-on-one calls monthly. You get 2 retreats as part of this, and you get to be in and stay on your frequency with me here to remind you of all this stuff, you know, to help you move through this shit, to help you find a level, like what this is really about is acceptance and permission, right? So accepting your creative process, accepting who you are, and then permission to do it on your frequency. So the thing with this frequency mastermind is there is no close date at this stage. I don't know, maybe I'll change my mind, but right now I just feel like when it's full, it's full. And I don't want to create scarcity around it because I don't want you to join out of a place of fear. I want you to join from this place of deep acceptance for yourself. Right? I don't have all the answers for you, but I do have a fuckload of questions. So, as you might have noticed, but essentially, if you want part of that, you will find a link to the application in the show notes, or you can go to my website, carlynimmo.com, and check out the work with me, and then to Frequency to learn about that. But like I said, it's not... once it's full, it's full. So there's only maximum 6 spots. I've decided I had said 6 to 8, but really I want to give whoever joins my all. And so I'm restricting it to 6 spots. And 2 are gone. So there are 4 spots that remain. And when they're full with the right people, that'll be it. So don't dilly-dally. If it is something that's calling to you and you feel like I am your guide for 2019, you want me to be your guide, you invite me to be your guide, then fill in the application and let's have a chat. No pressure, you know, there is no pressure. I've said that a million times before. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm not here to judge you for what you do or don't commit to. This is your journey. I'm just here as your guide if you choose me as your guide. So that's it. Time to just ponder that question. What is it in your life that you are avoiding acceptance of? And can you come to a place of that? regardless of whether you ever get the thing or you don't. All right. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.